Hello,
Hello.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion service and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet or television?
No.
Are you older? Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, we already voted. I voted for Trump.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Options: white, African American, black. Okay. And next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yeah, I won't vote.
You say you will not vote or definitely vote?
I'm a definite vote.
Okay. What is
I'm
your
a vote
age?
for, I'm a vote for Trump. I'm a vote for Trump.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
60.
Okay, next question. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. 0 and 10.
Nine.
9. Okay, thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
The first one.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Options: strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Someone disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. Thinking about the directions the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Options:
Very
very
dissatisfied.
dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for your time. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say you personally economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Saying about the same.
Next question. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: border security, protecting abortion's rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and races, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of wrong people, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving the student debt, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare. You can choose to.
Created jobs and more money.
creating more jobs in that case, creating more jobs than raising wages is one of the the answers. Okay. Any other one?
Protect the border.
Let me see. Border security, the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Camilla Harris?
50.
Okay, Joe Biden?
50.
Tim Scott?
50.
Donald Trump?
80.
Okay, Republicans in Congress?
80.
Jill Stein?
80.
Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
Mark K. Robinson?
50.
Josh Stein?
50.
And last one, Democrats in Congress?
50.
Okay, and I know it's still... He's hanging up. Mira, no creo que vaya a mirar.